Do you have internal talent that you would love for them to stick around and support your organization and grow in your organization? Are you thinking, how can I develop this talent? How can I keep them? Are you thinking to yourself, is there a benefit to developing the talent that I already have? Or should I try and get the top talent that's out here in the marketplace? Well, tune in to today's episode where we will give you some practical tips to develop your team and some ways that will save your organization some money.
Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast. It's a weekly podcast that gives you practical leadership and technical strategies that you can use inside and outside of the medical laboratory. If this is your first time tuning in to eLaborate Topics, thank you so much for landing on this podcast. If you could do us a really big favor and share this podcast out to your audience so that they are able to get some of these leadership and technical strategies as well. Myself, Tywana Wilson, along with my co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, are proud to bring you these episodes each week so that you can learn, grow, and develop in your laboratory career. The three of us together has nearly 60 years of laboratory experience. Lona Small serves as your mentor in laboratory operational excellence. Stephanie Whitehead is your laboratory executive mentor. And myself, I serve as your career and leadership mentor. And together, we are bringing you these awesome topics along with our guests who will give you more insight that you will be able to be successful in your career. So let's jump right into today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about a winning formula for you as the manager to be able to develop your internal talent and also for you as the future manager or emerging leader to think about some things as you are going through your laboratory career that you may be able to advocate for yourself in ways in which you want to be developed. Years ago, a successful career usually meant upward mobility, meaning that you would come into the laboratory, you may start off on the bench as a medical laboratory technician or technologist, you might move up to a lead tech position, and then maybe supervisor, manager, and so forth. Ambitious employees will climb the corporate ladder to reach those management positions going through that traditional ladder. But today, fulfilling career paths run in many different directions. There's not a straight line to get to the top of the success ladder. And fewer employees today, as we all know, with the staffing shortage and everything that's happening in our industry with less techs coming into the field, less schools being able to train our professionals, people are not staying at one company for their entire career. But there are some that stay and stay, well, let's say this. They say stay at their current employer for several years. And today, several years could be 3 years, could be 5 years, it could be longer. Most workers still value career growth even more than salary and benefits. I know that that is kind of surprising to hear for some people because they tend to think that people stay because of the money. And I've talked about this in a previous episode where it's not always about the money. And this is why you need to know your employees and know what's more beneficial to them. Because depending on where they are in their career, it could be about the money, or it could be about some career growth opportunities over the salary. And today, for our leaders in the laboratory, you depend on your staff more than ever, and you want them to feel engaged in their work and using learning and development opportunities to enhance their performance could be a way, especially if the money, the salary, is not necessarily an option for your budget or for your department. So you might be thinking, well, how can my laboratory, my hospital, my business cultivate internal talent so that employees contribute at maximum value in their individual roles? So I'm going to give you some benefits of why developing your internal talent should be a priority for you, even through the chaos of we're short, we have other demands on us, because a developed staff, a staff that feels engaged, a staff that feels like they're able to offer something to the bottom line will stay with you, at least for some time. I was recently reading a survey from DDI, and it said that frontline leaders are responsible for more than 80% of an organization's workforce and directly responsible for executing the organization's strategy. And that reminded me of why this topic of developing internal talent is even more important, because in our organizations today, people tend to get promoted from within. And if 80% of your operations is dependent on your frontline team that may or may not been developed, think about how innovative or lack of innovation that your company will have if you have somebody that hasn't been developed at the helm. Just think about that for a minute. Think about, you know, 80% of frontline leaders. So if your frontline leaders are not being developed, then you know that there is that possibility that the rest of the team, your future frontline leaders or your emerging leaders, are probably not being developed as well. And let's get into these benefits, because I think that's important that we get into the benefits of why that is important. One, it saves money. So, you know, we can't have these discussions without talking about money, right? So let's just jump into the benefits. Saves money. Filling positions with internal candidates usually costs less than external hiring. That's why we promote from within. We feel like we might have a rising star, and then we're going to promote them. We're going to give them that opportunity. You can cut down on expenses that way by hiring from within, like your advertising budget, the cost of screening candidates, training a new hire. We all know that onboarding a new hire is very, very expensive. And plus, external candidates tend to want a higher salary or expect a higher salary than somebody who is already on your payroll. So let's think about it from that perspective. So you have an internal person, and if you can develop them, think about the money that you save from that advertising, onboard, and training. You have money right there for their development, if you think about it in that way. Another benefit for developing your internal talent is reducing turnover. High turnover can damage morale and disrupt productivity. It's also very expensive. So that gets, I know you all that are into the finance, into the budget, you want the numbers. Here's another one for you. It's too expensive. It's very expensive when you have that turnover. Finding and training a replacement typically costs 2 times or even higher the departing salaries of that employee, according to the Wall Street Journal. Let me repeat that. That's pretty big. Finding and training a replacement typically costs twice the departing employee's salary. And that was according to the Wall Street Journal. So retaining employees longer by showing them they have a future at your company is really a cost savings for you. Again, another reason why we should put time, effort, talent, money into developing the people that we already have. Reducing that turnover saves money. we are able to then keep top talent. Retention is even more important when you're talking about your high performers. So I'm sure if you are a manager or leader that's listening to this podcast episode today, at some point you have put all of your employees on a grid with those that are high performers, those that are mid, those that are not performing very well. And you have tried to figure out, okay, what can I do for these high performers? And what you might have done in the past is, well, I'll give them a little bit extra pay. I'll give them a little bit extra incentive. But even if you're not actively searching, here's the thing with your top performers that you may or may not know, that they may be still getting calls from recruiters because they are a top performer. And so it's important for you as the internal laboratory to stay competitive. Think about it as a manager. Typically, you have a high performer. And what do? That person get a lot of the projects. They get a lot of the extra work. And that could be good and bad, depending on the perception of that for them. So this is a reason why you want to develop your internal people so that you can keep your top talent. You don't want to grow your top talent. They are getting some of these skills and then they move on. I mean, it's still a possibility and still a reality, but you want to do what you can to develop them and keep them in your laboratory. The next benefit is reducing your risk. So what happens when a new recruit seems unable to deliver what they promised at their initial interview? We know how interviews go, and we know how people's resumes look on paper. They look excellent. Like they are going to be the hero to change our laboratory around. And that may be true. It may not be true. But when you are cultivating and developing your internal talent, you're less likely to make an unfortunate decision when you're dealing with staff members that you know very well, because you have already groomed them to the way that your laboratory operates. You've already invested time into them. You've already given them resources that they need to be successful. So that's something that people don't think about either, is you reduce your risk. Again, that goes back to money that our laboratories tend to like to focus on. And then the last benefit before we get into some ways that you can cultivate your talent is achieving your goals. Most importantly, talent development enables you to build the team you need for current and future business priorities. Engaged and empowered employees are essential for success. So when you think about expanding your laboratory operations, you think about bringing in new tests, when you think about adding in new instrumentation, when you have engaged and empowered employees, that's going to make that much smoother. So those are all benefits from a manager's perspective that will be helpful. Now, if you're listening to this and you're a future manager or emerging leader, those are things to keep in mind too when you're advocating for yourself on the reason why you want to attend a conference, a reason why you want the company to pay for some continuing education for you. Those are things to think about. Here's the thing. And if you've ever listened to me, if I say, here's the thing, that means there's a nugget that's getting ready to come. So get out your pen and paper and write this down. When you are a future or emerging leader, it's just as important for you to think like a manager, even when you're not in that position, because that's a way that you can be an advocate for yourself. Most times, managers are so in the weeds of getting the work done, making sure that the department is staffed, thinking about operational demands that have already been requested of their time, that they may be missing out on some of these small nuggets. And so this is a way for you as the emerging leader to be able to say, listen, I love working here. And I know that with you helping me to develop my talent, it's going to save the organization money. I know it's very expensive for you to have to hire somebody from external. The money that you spend in advertising and recruiting, I'm sure that's got to be very expensive, running ads. And then you don't even know what you might get from an employee from the outside. You know what you're going to get from me. You know what I can deliver. And think about what I can deliver if I had some development. Think about if I had the opportunity to learn and grow. Think about how much money that would save the organization. As an emerging leader or future manager, you have to be your own first advocate. So think about utilizing, think how a manager thinks, right? I know you're like, well, I'm not a manager. Okay, that you're here today, and I just gave you some nuggets that you can use to be able to share with your manager. Sometimes the manager just needs a valid case presented to say, you know what, that makes sense. So hopefully you can utilize some of those benefits in your discussions with your manager. And don't wait for your review. Schedule a one-on-one with your manager. Don't wait for them to schedule it. You schedule it. Take ownership of your career. Now I want to transition into the implementing a development program, a talent development program. And why you should do this. I mean, one, it's a winning formula for keeping your internal talent. But here are just some practical ways that you can start to develop your own talent development program. So first, you want to align and communicate. You want to ensure that employees understand the objectives of the organization, the business strategy behind it. Then you can align individual goals with your corporate priorities so that you know where to focus efforts. So if you know part of your organization's goals is to grow your business, then you are able to develop your employees in that way. Grow your business. That probably means that we're going to bring in some new tests. So let's start researching some tests that we can bring in on our current equipment. If we don't have the equipment, then what is the cost of the equipment? And what kind of revenue can we bring in from this? So think about ways, and this is really from the manager's lens of thinking about ways that you are able to align and communicate the development of your team to put it in line with your business objectives. Again, I'm not going to leave you out, new leaders and future managers. Think about this. As much as you're reading your literature and you're doing your knowledge, you know your test menu. You know the tests that you do. Is there anything you think, wow, we send this out to our referral lab. I wonder if this is something we can think about. Even if it's something that your manager already thought about before, this would be helpful and it would allow your manager to know that you're thinking about the organization as a whole. Another strategy that could be used is offering e-learning. Laboratorians want to learn when they have the time to learn, right? So offering e-learning, providing these opportunities to acquire new skills and knowledge. And technology makes education and training more affordable and accessible. So with e-learnings, this kind of give you a blended approach, which is what many experts are recommending, an approach of classroom lessons and then workplace experiences. So you get the classroom fundamentals and then you get the practical application of it. So offering e-learning, is there a way that you can offer continuing education credits to your employees? Typically, that's cheaper than giving somebody a raise or more of a raise. Maybe you're capped at the amount of raise that you can give an employee a year if you're able to give employee raises. Maybe that raise is 2%. Maybe it's 1.5%. Maybe it's 3%. But is there a way that you can think about being able to offer your rising talent some e-learning opportunities? And there are many vendors that offer corporate discounts for e-learning that gives all kind of technical topics, that gives business strategies, leadership, communication, it gives all of that. And for the new leaders, if you are on LinkedIn, here's another resource for you. So say, for instance, that your organization doesn't have a way and your manager is not familiar with an organization that offers e-learning and the company doesn't offer it. Here's something that you can pitch to your manager. So LinkedIn has their premium account, which will cost you a little bit over $30 a month. But when you are a premium member, you get access to LinkedIn Learning. And there are all kinds of personal development courses, leadership, communication, project management courses that can be taken. And what some people don't know is that LinkedIn also sells that service to businesses to be able to implement in their learning management system. So that's another opportunity where you can position that as an opportunity for you to learn and grow, even if they only paid for you 6 months. So position that as a way for you to get additional learning. Coaching and mentoring, you know, we're all about coaching and mentoring here. And if you're a part of any of the professional societies, they offer mentoring programs. So the three of us are involved with ASCP, ASCLS, and there are others, but those are the two that between the three of us, we are involved in. So mentoring and coaching. But from an organization standpoint, you can create a formal mentorship program and reward employees who provide guidance and support to others. Set clear objectives and measure results. I have been fortunate to participate in a formal mentoring program through a previous employer, and it was awesome. I was paired, and I was a manager at the time, but I was paired with a senior leader where we had a formal structure to the program, but I was able to gain some insight into the company's organizational culture, politics of the organization. I was able to be paired with a mentor that was very diverse from me. And those kind of programs are really low cost from an organization standpoint. So that's a way to develop your talent, is offering some sort of coaching or mentoring program. Coaching, and we've talked about this a few times on this podcast, and I know we have another episode around coaching and mentoring before the end of the year for this podcast and this topic. But coaches, typically only those that are in senior leadership positions get coaches, which is interesting to me because, as I read that statistic earlier, more than 80% of organizational success depends on frontline leaders, right? Your managers and future leaders. So coach, having a coach, a career coach, an executive coach for your emerging talent is another way of cultivating that internal talent. Embracing diversity. An inclusive workplace can make your laboratory more competitive and innovative. So learn more about your employees' backgrounds and encourage relationships based on appreciation and respect. There's a lot to be learned from other people. And just looking at somebody on the surface, what school they went to, what degree they might have, what certification they might have, you don't know what wealth of other experience that they're bringing in. So is there a way to cultivate that in the workplace to develop other people in our environment? Again, here that is another low-cost strategy. a lot of our medical laboratory scientists and technicians, really medical laboratory professionals in general, are very passionate about what we do, whether that's talking at high schools, whether that is working with our own children and their Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts program, talking about medical laboratory science. That is an opportunity to utilize those presentation skills in the workplace. So that one cultivates them as the presenter, but it also allow other talent to get some insight from their expertise. Another strategy that you can use is recognizing potential. So I always talk about future leaders, emerging leaders. In addition to your high performers who regularly exceed expectations, identify those employees who may have the ability to shine, especially if they move into a different role that leverages their strengths. Remember that performance and potential often overlaps, and this is why having a talent development program is important and knowing the talent that you have within your own walls. You want to also encourage collaboration. Major accomplishments in the workplace are the result of group efforts. So it makes sense to reward teams as well as individuals. So you want to set team goals. You could use online collaboration tools if you would like, such as Slack is an online collaboration tool. Trello is one, Asana is one, project management tools, and build a sense of shared purpose. That way everybody is able to contribute to the project to be successful. You are allowing other people to participate and shine as part of the project. And then the last strategy that I would give you for implementing a talent development program is broadening your perspective. Overall, identifying and nurturing internal talent requires expanding your own vision. And I know sometimes that's hard when you're in the weeds and you're just trying to get the work done. You're just trying to make sure you have enough team members there to do the work. I understand with bringing in new tests and the business operations issues that come up, but going beyond your own vision to see what you have on your own team. Evaluating employees based on how they can serve your company in the future, as well as how they're performing in their current position right now. So focus on organization-wide goals, especially if you are the manager. And if you are an emerging leader or future manager, then think about these again as ways to advocate for yourself when you are, you know, maybe thinking, I want to go somewhere else, but I really don't want to go somewhere else because I love the organization that I'm working for. I love working with my coworkers. Then you can think about some of these strategies that you can share with your manager of ways that developing the talent will benefit the department or benefit the organization as a whole. So you can mention those strategies like e-learning. You mention strategies like, you know, how this aligns with the communication of the business strategy. You can mention strategies around, you know, mentoring and coaching. Do they know anybody that they can pair you with to serve as a mentor or coach? If your organization doesn't have e-learning, is there a way that the organization may be interested in paying for you to seek a program that's internally and they cover it? But you have to be able to present why that's going to be a benefit to the organization. And here are some ways that I have given you today and being able to do that. So here's the overall takeaway from this particular podcast is making sure that team members have opportunities to develop their skills and progress in their careers. An effective talent development program helps both the staff and the company meets the goals, and it helps you as the manager be successful in your role, and it helps the new future leader get ready for an opportunity before they're already in the position. Because sometimes once you were in the position, it is already too late, because now you are trying to learn the role. Now you're trying to go back on stuff you didn't know. You're trying to find coaches, mentors, and all of that. So here's a way to start to develop before you're even in the role. I hope you were able to get some practical strategies from today's podcast. Don't forget to share this podcast out with anybody you feel could benefit from listening to the episode. Check out previous episodes. If you are a new or future leader, check out episode 76, where we talked about ways to grow in your career as a medical laboratory professional. You might also want to check out episode 25, where we talked about your defining your leadership career roadmap. And if you want to hear an awesome story from a current laboratorian, check out episode 78, Laboratory Professional 2.0. Thank you again for tuning in. Share this podcast out with your team. Make sure you subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And until next time, have an awesome week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.